Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Let God arise. Let God arise. Hallelujah. I know our president talks a lot about winning, but the greatest winner is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He wins every battle. So we tell him, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. By the way, we send our love, our blessing, and our prayers to our great friend and sound man for so many years, Gary Kellstrom, who had to have some adjustments by surgery for his ankle. He was born with something. And they said it was time to do something. So I just send him our love and our watch prayers from here. And just a few seconds ago, I got his little reply. And he's thinking of us, hates to miss this, but we are praying. He has a little bit of pain, so we're going to pray the pain go away, have a quick recovery. Is that all right? Give the Lord a big clap for Gary. We bless him tonight in the name of Jesus. And there are things to shout about, things that we have been praying, and God has been answering. And by the way, I'm going to be praying after my word for a young man named Luke who has been in a coma, and his parents called because they believe the prayers from this ministry and church and these watch people that God is here, hears our prayers. So we pray for Luke. And pray covering. By the way, so before I forget, let me read the watch focus for tonight. And then we're going to set our... We not only have powerful weapons, we're going to aim in the right direction. It doesn't make sense to have great weapons, but we aim in the wrong direction. So we're going to be in the right direction, but we have an agenda. But we're going to put a prayer shield tonight for this coming week, for the next few days, over our nation. And especially as the midterm elections take place on Tuesday, I'm going to check on you next Friday. And, we could do something. I don't know what. We'll come up with something. When you vote, you can quote Psalm 68 after you vote. And text the church. Something. I don't know. But we want to say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. So we're going to be, and I'm going to be giving you a question. It's not, but if you vote, we need to give them a little Twinkie or something. How many of you already voted? Yeah, look at that. That's North Carolina. Are we allowed to do South Carolina? Is a little, they're a little even more proper. But that's okay. We want to have honest elections across the USA. Carolinas, I don't have as much reservations, but there are other states that, anyway. But let's pray and encourage other Christians to pray. So we are putting up a prayer shield over our nation against any spirit that's battling against our Judeo-Christian standards. And we're praying shalom for the people at the Tree of Life congregation in synagogue in Pittsburgh, and for the comfort for those who are affected by the tragedy of anti-Jewish horrible act. and we are praying that the Lord's protection over our economy, over the market, and shenanigans there, that the Lord, we have right now, as most of you know, the jobs, that God has done a miracle for us, this year, the figures are astronomical. In a sense, compared to the last 50 years, that we have some of the fullest employment. And I know you have heard me say this again, but as we have got to, like Pastor Bonnie, we want to cover her tonight. She's ministering tonight, right now, and then the next couple of days at a key Washington, D.C. congregation. So some of the people, the major government workers, all of that, they go there. Members of the Secret Service, other people. It's anyway. So, we bless her tonight. She's right there at the swamp headquarters. As we pray, some of you, we pray against the swamp. Well, we sent her. I was a little chicken. I said, no. I mean, if you really want to win, send your wife. Women are the fiercest warriors in the spirit. Hey, you get a woman stirred up, if someone, enemy touches her children, you got to fight. Anyway, but I'm joking, but I just came back from Portland and Oregon, where the Antifa, remember the Antifa riots? Still going on in some ways. I kind of stayed away from it because I couldn't run away that fast anymore. Anyway, but it was wonderful. It was great, wonderful Christians in Portland. So I just came back whenever it was Monday. But things are stirring in the nation. But that the good thing is that anyone who needs a job can get a job. And so we want things to keep on going. And we speak with our praise and worship to any kind of demonic powers and demonic storm being stirred up by those satanic forces. And there are people who engender that and promote some of that, but we bind chaos over our nation, and that we will, the godly Judeo-Christian principles will win on Tuesday. So we are written here, we declare great deliverance for America. We prophesy Psalm 122, verse 6, blessings and prosperity of the United States and according to God's promises. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love thee. In Genesis 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you. But concerning Israel, and may America therefore be blessed. There is blessing for America as we have stood for Israel and moved our embassy to the capital city of Jerusalem on May 14th of this year. We echo the prayer of the apostles. Now, Lord, behold their threats and stretch forth your hand to heal and do signs and wonders for America. We pray in the name of Jesus. And if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So tonight we want to just get us focused. Then we're going to do a focused praise and worship. And what we want to do, get ready for a one-day fast on Monday. And we claim, bind back the power, Antichrist spirits and spirits of witchcraft. Literally, we used to know that there is over the nation there would be active. Even if our mentor and Derek Prince often talked about the spiritual forces, and he would often, one of the big demonic forces used to be Antichrist and communism. Now we can say, it's disguised communism called socialism, but it's an anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christian movement all over the world. Once socialism, communism, Marxism starts to take over a nation, they are totally an antichrist spirit. I don't want to take as much time on that, but it's a spiritual force. battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities. So we're going to do battle. And even tonight, that's why I requested for us to do songs about the blood and praise and worship. We're going to continue in a few moments. And what I want you to see is over all 50 states in the United States that the Lord, the power, heavenly power, the power of the blood of Jesus, it is the superseding power in the universe. No weapon can stand against the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ pleads for you. We plead for our children and grandchildren. And your prayers will go on for decades after you have left the scenery here and gone up into eternal realms praising the Lord in your presence. But your pleading, the blood, is so powerful. And it is nothing is more powerful than when we say, we plead the blood of Jesus. It's a legal term. The lawyer pleads a case. We plead what any case against us and any case against our nation, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. So we're going to plead the blood even tonight and then make sure. And I was talking with a pastor just a few days ago, and he said there were witches. Literally, since the Kavanaugh hearing, we have seen an increase in the activity of literal witches putting hexes. And I won't say much, it's yuck, but they take the nails from a coffin of a dead person, they take it from the cemetery, and they bring three nails and then do all kinds of yuck stuff. But it is dark. And the kingdom of God is light. And so, but they have literally, at the Kavanaugh hearings, you heard Pastor Bonnie, where she was, that as she went out, and then my daughter, Sarah and Indira, Nadira, and who? And Mary, yeah, Mary Nikum. And they saw witches outside, outside the Chanachim, doing their incantation. So literally, we used to say, well, you have to discern, but we don't have to discern nothing. It's right there. And they were doing all their yuck stuff. But there is, the voice of the Christians in your praise and worship, I commend you for being here. And I wish, just because of the purpose of the watch, is one of the bona fide places of prayer for 25 years in this city, in this region. And so we should really, let the shofar blow and wake up the Christians, because their first commitment is to be in a place where they can pray. The first apostolic priority, it says, when we gather together, it's pray for those in authority. So we are going to pray that God will put in office in our Senate and our House, the both houses of Congress, those who are godly, those that it would be to the glory of the name of Jesus for them to be in that place. So we bind. And unapologetically, I want to say, I am pro-life. I don't want to hear that in this wonderful nation where we have plenty of bread and food and transportation, that 70 million children have been voluntarily, babies have been killed in the womb. It's an abomination. And do we know about 70%, 65 to 70% of those babies have been African American babies? And it's just, they talk about, racism, right? Then this is, talk about a majority of babies in the womb being annihilated among 70 million little babies, that nearly 70% have been African American babies. So that's the ultimate of racism. Talk about hypocrisy. So these are issues. I want the freedom that your children and grandchildren across this nation will have the freedom to be taught right foundational history, respect for the Judeo-Christian principles, and honor their parents, the name of Jesus, their parents' beliefs. And we need to have the freedom. I'll tell you, it has been so aggressive how they've brought in this, all the stuff about absolute lies about transgenderism and all that. It is a pathway to insanity. Literal. I mean, I have had to pray. Anyone who has been involved in counseling will know that this is insanity almost, to promote this kind of stuff. It ruins. And anyway, we won't go there. But there are reasons that we are aggressively and unapologetically saying we want the right kind of people to be voted in. We want the majority of the House members who will be pro-Israel, who will love Jerusalem, who will honor Jesus Christ. So without any false statements that they fully love the Lord and are actively involved in freedoms that we treasure. The Judge Kavanaugh hearing was an example that there was such aggressive move across the nation to put this poor judge, he was so relied upon. And it was all because of abortion that they wanted to actively promote abortion. So anyway, so this is it's critical with the next few days, but the main thing is to actively be in praise, in thanksgiving, and declaring the power of the blood of Jesus and the mighty name of Jesus Christ over our nation. So that's part of the strategy. And then we will fast together for that. By the way, one of the things that excited me, it was yesterday the news came out, but the last couple of watch focuses you may have read. How many? I hope you every week you will go and refer to our website and see. It's with much prayer that we put the watch focus. But one of the major watch focuses we have been praying is for, because a lot of pastors in Brazil, churches consider us the apostolic church that really they're guided by. We will see some pastors come from Brazil. There have been groups that Bonnie and I have to address right here at certain times, not during church time. They come during Monday, Tuesday, the whole group, 2-3 days here, and we have addressed pastors from Brazil. But there has been, number one, Brazil, but 40 was maybe 1% or less than 1% evangelical and mostly charismatic or Pentecostal, whatever you call it. And in 40 years' time, Brazil is almost, forgive me if I get the percent wrong, but it's like 60% Pentecostal, charismatic. And then we prayed for the elections, especially mentioned this candidate called Bolsonaro, who is really an unapologetic Pentecostal. He's a charismatic Christian. And he said, if I get elected, the first thing I will do is move Brazil's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Well, guess what? He got elected, and some of you have read, yesterday he declared, my first thing on my agenda, we are going to move our embassy for Brazil from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, just like America did. So America was a pioneer, and now Brazil. And it's Brazil has so many good, great things of raw materials like you seldom saw. The Amazon forest is part of it. But oil running out of their ears, and yet very corrupt socialist leaders that just tried to ruin over the last 15 years. So he was elected, Bolsonaro, who is Pentecostal. They tried to assassinate him, by the way, and ripped open his stomach and his liver, and they stabbed him, one of the socialist, whatever. And so we pray for his good health. He's doing, recovering well. He was visited by some charismatic pastors in the hospital, and God did a supernatural. He was about to die, and God turned it around. So it's victory. Say victory. So I just, anyway, one of the things we said was in the watch, the battle is raging in the spiritual realm for the soul of our nation. We believe our nation is on the cusp of a mighty wave of revival and restoration, but the opposition is fierce. Stand in the gap with us. Bind back the powers of witchcraft, communism, and chaos. Pray shalom over our land. Sing songs that exalt the blood of Jesus. Amen. To not totally deactivate the power of witchcraft, we are calling on watchmen to be a one-day fast on Monday, November 5th, to turn the tide in our nation and heal our land. So, by the way, also, we're going to be doing an outreach to Cuba, led by Pastor Bonnie. And so we'll give you a little more details, but we hope, we're going to cover that also. We start covering that in prayer. And we may collect some little things to help the local pastors there. So, let's go to Psalms. Guess which psalm? Let God arise. Psalm 68, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Let me read you an interesting translation and just elucidate a little bit on that. Psalm 68 in the Message Bible. Up with God, down with his enemies. Adversaries, run for the hills. Gone like a puff of smoke, like a blob of wax in the fire. One look at God and the wicked vanish. When the righteous see God in action, they'll laugh. I want you to laugh. Say, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Amen. They will sing. So we will sing in a moment. They'll laugh and sing for joy. Sing hymns to God, all heaven, sing out. Clear the way for the coming of Cloud Rider. Enjoy God. Cheer when you see him. This is from the Message Bible, Dr. Eugene Peterson. And over the years, I've so enjoyed. How many of you familiar with Message Bible and read it and enjoyed it? Yeah, try it. The reason I just wanted to make a little bit of comment on this, the translation, is that it's one of my favorite fun. If you want to have some fun reading the Psalms, do it in the Message Bible. And it's in today's language, but in a fun way. And he really gets his background. He's a big scholar, he used to be. But he was born in a Pentecostal church. He grew up in a Pentecostal, and then later went to schools of theology and all that. And then was a Presbyterian pastor then for many years. But inside, he was still a Pentecostal. One of the funny things, the reason I'm mentioning him is that he just passed away a few days ago, Dr. Eugene Peterson. And he had a good life. I mean, he was 85 years old. And they have I had a comment that I So in it, they were just making, his family was making some comments about these last days, and they'd say that they've seldom seen anyone filled with so much joy. And that in these last many days, as his health was being, you know, quite challenged, but he was halfway, one leg was in heaven, the other was on earth, and they've said they found him talking to people that were not there, but he was talking to angels. And then he started speaking in tongues. So he was born a Christian, speaking in tongues, as he left his mortal coils. He was being I got tickled by that. And that he was in total joy. And then they couldn't stop him from smiling. He just smiled all the time. And then he looked around, and his last words were, "Let's go." He was ready. And he just, so I bless him, Eddie, for all the millions of people who have been blessed by the message translation. We would say, "Lord, thank you for this servant of God." So let God arise, we pray. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But at the election, Lord, and the midterm elections here, since they're called and a lot of people consider them very crucial, if we can continue this economic revival without interruption, if you see your fellow Americans, and that's what I got to see over the last several years, and Bonnie did too, is we would often go to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, all of our travels, but many other states. But we had major situations and factories that used to be in the Carolinas that went away, exported to other countries. And they needed to take steps to protect. First principle is, you know, we have to be faithful to the house of the Lord, the house God's. We can go and help other things. As long as we are taking care of ourselves, then we can help others. If we are in prosperity, as we have said, then we can help the widows and orphans, send lots of help overseas, and take care of people in disasters, help them build up their economies. Just like America has been the most unselfish nation in that area. The Marshall Plan, you can read about it, is the entire economy of Europe was devastated. And America unselfishly gave majorly of its wealth to build up a lot of the nations that were devastated in the Second World War. So that's just, it's an ongoing thing. So we never want to feel guilty that we can be in a place of prosperity. We can prosper. And that was but the elders that I, when I was a young pastor, learned from, is that if Christ came to give us life, and that abundantly. And part of the abundant, that it is on the basis of the blood of Jesus. In Corinthians it said, Christ became poor, that through his poverty we might be rich. And we almost have felt guilty about talking about that, because it's more a spirit of legalism and religiosity rather than real word of God, which says God has made us abundant so that we can tell others, hey, Jesus is awesome. He broke the yokes, and now here it is. We can help you and bless you, but we want to tell you your life will be changed as you receive Jesus. So anyway, we want to maintain the strength and the vitality we already are beginning to have. It's not, so we want to pray that we can preserve our freedoms and let not people choose the yokes of socialism and greed and self. That's what Venezuela and others are examples of, utter devastation. I used to know, some of you may know and have had friends from Venezuela. We used to have people come from Venezuela who, it has the, in Latin America, I may be wrong, it might be in the world, but they had such vast oil wealth. It was astronomical. And yet they just wasted it. With communism, doesn't have any sense. They just want to be greed, and we were going to share poverty, and it doesn't have, that just is not, it's under a curse almost. So, all right. So anyway, one of the scriptures I just wanted to point us out to, besides that, was, and that since it's a critical election, over the next few days, if we can really pray and so have focused prayer. We have done this. We really did this during the fast and the 21-day fast. So we have already prayed, but we want to continue pressing in till the early morning on Wednesday. Remember the elections in 2016? And they would not declare the results because they didn't. The media did not like those results coming in. And then they started crying publicly around 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how many of you dislike the media. I don't like our mainstream media, so I get it. I should slap myself, but I got tickled when I looked at the tears of some of these communist socialist media people. I should be proper and religious. But I want to be real. How about do you like real? Right? No fake. All right. By the way, how many visitors do we have here? Do you have anyone who are visiting? Bless you. What's your name? Teresa? Where are you from? North Carolina. That's far away. That's your friend? Thank you. Great. Who else? Hi. What's your name? Speak it out loud for me. Willie. Amen. Are you attached to that blue-sweated lady? She your wife? Yeah? The eyes are kind of, right? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your help. All right. Welcome, guys. And we were there. Prakash, you seem to have an Indian accent. Where from India? Chennai, yeah. Some of the China's smartest people live in Chennai. They are the ones involved in digital industry and all that. And they are, getting to be very rich Indians over there. Anyway, they're good, doing good. And who else with you? Huh? Fort Mill. Yeah, that's a foreign country. Yeah. Welcome, guys. Alrighty, we're going to go in the Word of God. I've shared this before, but we want to direct this as one of our weapons of our warfare. The Word of God is a weapon also. We can stand on the Word, we can send the Word, and the Word is alive. So it does something. But this is in critical battles, major battles, let's just say. We're going to release the power of the Word. It says in 2 Chronicles 20, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them beside the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And, he's a king of God's people in Judea. By the way, the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Termites, whatever, but they were really demonized culture that used to offer human sacrifices and baby sacrifices and living to their demon god. I won't even mention his name. But so these are really people who are devoted to darkness and really against the principles and the covenants of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they came to completely destroy Judea and defeat Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria." And then has his own Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. He was feared, not, "Oh, run." It's just feared for his people. But this is a vast army. And in the natural, they were going to destroy. And these people were very unkind and killed men and children. Maybe sometimes they kept the women. And Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Say, proclaimed a fast. And not too many people have gotten, for many, for the last 100 years, until the 70s, this thing about fasting was not actively being taught as a today practice. It was in the Bible. But the Lord brought to surface what a powerful weapon it is. And so we're going to be united in fasting. We did that in September? Yeah, and for 21 days. And now we're going to have a one-day fast. But its aim is, Lord, we bind back witchcraft, antichrist, and those who would really try to destroy our Judeo-Christian principles. We want victory for those who are pro-life, pro-Christian, who are pro-Israel, and pro-moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So it's a righteous path, and to defeat the liars, defeat the swamp. The swamp creatures. Arr. And, I'm going ahead of myself. But anyway, and then he goes on. So, how many of you think you can do one day fast? I mean, on Monday, okay? You can drink juices. You can just fast from meat or just eat meat and nothing else or no dessert. There are different ways. Daniel fasting was he ate something, but he didn't eat any pleasant meat. But we're going to be in agreement. Pull down the wicked, promote the righteous. Then Jehoshaphat, so Judah gathered together. By the way, this important thing, so I appreciate us coming together. Say, come together. So we are not, we're not doing it alone. We are together here. And there is such power. That's why the devil keeps, when there is praying to be done, often the devil will try to find any kind of excuse. I got to play golf. I got to do something. Got to watch football. Well, we keep God first. When we have a prayer need, he'll put your prayer need first. I mean, it's so important. But we need to have corporate prayer, could do things corporately and not alone. So he gathered together. That's a key thing. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, or you could say he came to All Nations Church. Wherever God's people here. There, of course, it was in Jerusalem. Oh Lord, he prayed, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Just remember this strategy always. These are models. The reason I'm putting these, God put this as some of his battle strategies. He recorded this for us to learn from the Word of God. How do you approach God in prayer? Well, this is one of the great model prayers that when you come, now sometimes you just say, help, you don't have enough time. But if you have time, this is how we approach God. You don't say, I'm in trouble, Lord. No. There's a protocol. God is God. Let the King of Glory come in, mighty God. You are so awesome, God. You are so wonderful. And you're approaching the King of Kings. So you see here, you are God in heaven, and you rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. And is there not all power and might rests in you so that no one is able to withstand you? So you build up God. You exalt God. You praise God. You magnify the Lord with me, Psalm says. You drove out the inhabitants of this land who are demonized. before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever. And that dwell in it have built you a sanctuary in your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple. Cry out to you in our affliction. You will hear and say, save. Say, you will hear. You will save. And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom we would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. So they could have one time destroyed those people, but in mercy left them alone. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And that's one of the things that as we approach this election, for me, there are so many shenanigans that some of the, I would say, anti-God, socialist, communist, whatever, but they have done so many shenanigans to try to divide us and to go to the other side. And we have no might or wisdom, but our eyes are upon you. So raise your hand, one hand. Say, Lord, our eyes are upon you for this midterm elections. Give us a good, godly result that will please your name. Thank you, Lord. It says, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Little ones, that would be babies, I guess. Wives and children stood before the Lord. You know why they say when a boat, a big ship is sinking, say, women and children first, and they go into the boat? That's to test the boat, see if they've got holes in them. Then the men come in. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I always wondered why. Men and women, I mean, women and children first. They know it's good protocol. I thought I would lighten the thing here. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah. The son of, I don't know why they have to call several, son of so-and-so, son of so-and-so, son of a Levite of the sons of Asaph. In the midst of the assembly, he came from a very godly generation. And he said, listen, all of you, Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the children, the Levites, so on and so forth, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they arose early in the morning, went out in the wilderness, and they started declaring, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And he appointed those who would sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. And utterly, the enemy was defeated. So this is the model that we're looking at, that this we want to identify. So I've kind of spent a little more time than I needed to, but saying we have identified the enemy. So I'm not driven by emotion. I'm driven by faith. And then We are taking our problems to the Lord. This challenge, say, I'm taking them to the Lord. So that's the first. We're not going to gripe, complain. We're taking it to the Lord. And we admit, Lord, we need supernatural help. Okay? So, Lord, we need your help. And then you are an awesome God. Okay? And we can spend lots of time majorly on what an awesome God we have. And that you have all might and all power. So we exalt your name over this midterm elections. And we thank you for what has already happened. We thank you, Lord, that this year, the things that really please him, Lord, this year, we and this president, and it wouldn't have been done without him and his priorities, we have blessed Israel and moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord. You are listening. And thank you that the president, new president of Brazil, is doing the same thing. So that's delightful. And then we're going to spend the rest of the time thanking and praising and worshiping the Lord Almighty. The one thing I would say is just we want to freshly say we want to cover all 50 states with our prayer. I mean, we could bring out the map of the United States that from every state of the Union, we plead the blood. That the elections, there'll be no fraud. And God will pull down the power of witchcraft and manipulation. By the way, the media manipulation and fake news, we would call it, in a sense, it's the spirit of witchcraft. Because witchcraft manipulates. It is not proper authority. The Constitution gives freedom of speech. It does not make the news media the fourth branch of the government. But they behave like it. Anyway, so we speak the word. We claim the name of Jesus. We exalt it in every state. And we plead the blood of Jesus, declaring it's the blood. There is no power that stands in the universe against the blood of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus, the might. Because God said, take the lamb, take his blood, put it in the doorposts and lintels of every house, and by the power of the blood, by the flesh of this lamb and the power of the blood of this lamb, you're going to win. And every power of darkness is bound. You can go in freedom. And then, while we're talking about the blood, because in a moment, we're going to share communion right now, dedicating, pleading the blood of Jesus over this midterm elections. And then, wherever there is a need, where we're going to, by faith, cover all our children and grandchildren from this place. All our loved ones, whoever has a challenge, we're going to plead the blood over every person who is under attack physically or emotionally or mentally. Any marriage that is going through pressure, that we bind back the spirit of divorce and bless homes and marriages. But one of the primary things we're going to do is plead the blood over the midterm elections and thanking the Lord. Let the media, one of the side prayers that I'm going to put in there, I mean, you'll have to may tolerate it. You may not think it that Christian, but let the fake media go crazy and go totally insane by the results. I would love to see that. You can pray for me for my deliverance a little bit if you want. But yeah, we're in agreement. Thank you. So, and then we're going to go into praise, all right? So, and since we have not had a chance to take tonight's offering, let's be ready to bless the Lord tonight with our offerings. We're going to have, then bring your offerings. Some of you, if you need to catch up with your tithes, you're welcome. All Nations Church, ANC, make your, I mean, if you want envelopes to register your offer, I mean, you get a deduction, tax deduction. Thank you, Lord. And we can text to give, by the way. Those watching us on the World Wide Web, you can text to give. I think maybe they'll put that glory. Have you? How many of you watched the Trump rallies? Have you? You know, they need to take advantage. If they don't do it, I would like to put their text to give Charter Ministries and up there. They don't take any advantage. If you're able to sneak in there, I'll be happy. Praise God. We bless this offering, Lord. Thank you for all your provision for every family and for our children. Give them promotion, favor. Make them fruitful, Lord. Hallelujah. We cover them. And let there be businesses and new businesses prospering in our land. And gives that part to us. Thank you, Father. If we are writing any books, make them bestsellers, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Javda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.